Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Priscilla, Sofia Coppola's subtle and nuanced movie about the relationship of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, is the polar opposite of Baz Luhrmann's flashy and bombastic musical biopic, Elvis. Kaylee Spaney and Jacob Elordi are well cast in this tale of the unsteady tightrope walk of love and fame. It's solid, but Priscilla is perhaps a bit too understated for its own good. After an 8-year absence from the big screen, Meg Ryan returns with a movie that she co-wrote and directed, What Happens Later. It is, what else, a rom-com about former lovers who catch up years later when they're both stranded at an airport during a blizzard. If listening to Ryan and co-star David Duchovny chit-chat for 2 hours is your idea of a good time, go for it. Others, beware. It is, as the Brits say, a bit twee. Daisy Ridley of Star Wars fame battles an earthbound foe in the suspense drama The Marsh King's Daughter. She plays the offspring of a homicidal survivalist and uses the skills he taught her to save her family when dear old dad escapes from prison. While the opening and closing acts are strong, the middle section sags. Still, Marsh King's Daughter is a competent, unnerving thriller. Strong performances by Annette Bening as long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad and Jodie Foster as her longtime friend and coach keep the Netflix biographical sports drama Nyad afloat. The movie focuses on Nyad's attempt to swim the grueling 111-mile Florida Straits from Havana to Key West at age 64. And while the film celebrates her achievements, Nyad is also a warts-and-all drama that acknowledges the famed swimmer's selfishness and willingness to exploit those around her. I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze frame!